Hello everybody, this is Attorney Sharparali from the Sharparali Law Group, and today we're going to talk a little bit about H-1B visa. We're going to start early this year because as you can see, based on the past years, we had an oversubscription on the quota. That means that 65,000 plus 20,000 was over really in a matter of days. And since we are coming to the new fiscal year next month in October, I'm going to give you some tips to prepare for your H-1B visa. First of all, everything I'm going to tell you is going to be purely educational, and you should look into more details on our website at piralilaw.com, which is on your screen right now. So some tips basically. First of all, what is an H-1B visa? H-1B visa is probably one of the most sought visa in the United States. People in the Silicon Valley pretty much know very well about the H-1B visa because it actually is the visa that you see many people, engineers and doctors, etc., come to the United States to work. And it is it has been set since in the 1950s. It has evolved over the years, making it a little bit more complicated now to get an H-1B than before. Few things you need to know about the H-1B. Number one, it has to be under any specialty occupation. And a specialty occupation is basically one that at least requires a U.S. bachelor's degree or a foreign equivalent. And that means basically not every job will qualify for an H-1B. And also an H-1B visa, the employer who's employing you needs to be able to prove that they actually have worked for you, especially since that memo that came out in 2010, they're almost requesting to show if you're working for a consulting or placement firm that there is an end client, or they will have to show that you have work and also where you're going to be placed, etc. So though H-1B has become really, really a matter of art now to prepare, and not everybody can prepare it easily, and we are seeing a lot of denials, especially based on the specialty occupation, where people think it's automatic that anybody who has a degree, a bachelor's degree, can get an H-1B. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So make sure you are prepared early. Number one, check your employer. Who's your employer employing you? Many times people just get scammed by so-called employers who will take their money and tell them they can give them an H-1B. That is very, very important. It doesn't work this way. First of all, the H-1B fees have to be paid usually by the employer, although some of the fees can be paid by the employee, but at the end of the day, the employer has to pay most of the fees. Number two, make sure that you are not you qualify for it, and what it requires to get an equivalent of a U.S. bachelor is either you have a what we call a 4 years bachelor's degree plus experience, or you can replace the years of education, which is 4 years, by 3 years of experience. So each 3 years is equivalent of 1 year of educational for the bachelor, the academic part of it. So if you add it up, it becomes 12 years. But if you use all the time to get the degree itself, then you cannot use that as your experience. So it requires some really fine tuning of the case in order to get those approved. And we are happy to say that we have been able to do such cases in the past, and we can still help you. The other thing that is very important, make sure that the end client that they are using on your case is a genuine end client, so that they don't shift you later, because down the road, even you get your H-1B, they can take it away from you. We are seeing many of those cases. Number three, make sure that you are prepared on time, because the lawyer has to prepare the case, and they get a lot of cases when it comes to H-1B season. For example, for us from January, we start, even end of December, we start picking up the cases to start sorting them out so that we are prepared early, even though we cannot do much except putting them on the system and keeping them there and start working on them as beginning of March. So be ready for that too. The other thing I'm going to give you as tip now, where do I get the employer? Well, there are many websites out there where you can find a job. But make sure that you're not being scammed, because there are many, many scams that goes with the H-1B, and you don't want to be scammed by any of those employers who are really kind of taking advantage of you. And I'm not going to refer to any website, but you can go online and find them. And if you look at the USCIS website, recently they had situations where many of those employers end up in custody in jail because they have abused the system. So you don't want to be part of that, because at the later stage you might get a problem. The next thing is that make sure that the lawyer is working on your case. Unfortunately, if you are going with a company, they will go with their own lawyer or paralegal, but a paralegal cannot represent you by law. It has to be a licensed attorney. United States doesn't have there's non-lawyers preparing those cases, unless it's the employer themselves preparing the case. That's a different story. So be very careful of working with a non-lawyer. And the H-1B is very interesting. For those who don't know about it, it's a way out for many people, especially if you are qualified and you are someone who want to work in the United States, because there is a huge demand for H-1B employees since the 1950s. So for those who are going to apply for H-1B, we wish them good luck. But before I close, there are some H-1Bs that are open all over the year. Those are CAP exempt. For example, you have non-profit organization in educational sectors. They are allowed to do H-1Bs, but they have their own limitations. But it's open over the all over the year. For people from Chile, for example, they also have an H-1B cap, which never really finishes. For Singapore, the same thing. So if you're from those countries, you have citizenship there, look into those. But there are other visas that might be appropriate for your case. So if you need help, give us a call, 510-742-5887. And should you require anything, I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any question. We wish you all the best for the next year, next fiscal year of H-1B. So give us a call if you need help.